This is Sarah Darling, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Driving only gets me so far. Flying only gets me so high. I could even get to California on a train, but you take me all the way. Kissing only makes me want more. Sex is just a roll on the floor. And love was just another game I learned to play until you took me all the way. Some people drift, let the sand beneath them shift, only hoping to exist with no destination. You picked me up just right when I was stuck, only a fool would call it luck. We were destined to make it. Money only lasts for a shopping only keeps me in style. Promises are only things that people break, but you take me all the way.
Excuse for any noise in the background, but we're at Waterloo Station, and as promised last week, I was going to come up and meet Sarah Darling, and she's here with me.
I am here at Waterloo Station with you. I'm excited to be chatting with you again.
The last time was CRS or the CMA Fest, one of the two.
One of the two, and both are craziness, but I'm always glad when we get to catch up. It's always a good time.
Well, that's good, because you're over here, you're about to start a tour. You've since married a Brit, so you actually can come here easy and all the time now, and you're going to do a tour, and your music's slightly changed.
The music has changed quite a bit, and I think it's for the better. I tell people that this brand new record is so much of me that the world hasn't got to hear yet. I've had an interesting couple years. I married a Brit. I guess I always tell people I loved England so much I had to marry a Brit, and now he lives in Nashville. But over the last couple years, I parted ways with a record label that was a very long-term deal, and had this passion inside to do a record that I've always dreamed about doing. And I co-wrote and wrote eight out of the 10 tracks. And it's just, you know, there are songs about stars and where cowboys ride, and it's one of those albums that it's not really about love per se, but it's really about really big ideas. So it kind of, when you listen to it, it makes you escape to a time or a place, and it's really nostalgic. And everyone who's heard the first listens kind of, it gives you all the feels. It's a really beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
Well, we played the single last week, but the album's not coming out till next year.
The album comes out early next year. The single is, you can actually pre-order it on iTunes right now, You Take Me All The Way. There's a preview of the live video that just went up on my Facebook, so you can go check that out. It's kind of fun. And yeah, there's so many great tracks that people have to look forward to. It's really goes to so many beautiful places.
We're very lucky because you're going to send me some tracks before it's actually released. So we'll talk about some tracks. But let's just pop back in time just a little bit, because you were a finalist in a sort of an experimental talent show.
I was a finalist in a talent show a couple years ago. I was on a show called Rising Star, and Brad Paisley was the judge. That was my biggest attraction to doing the show. Always been a fan of Brad. And so the concept behind the show was crazy, because you had a gigantic wall in front of you, and everything was fan voted on your smartphone. So you go live, you're singing just like you would on American Idol, Pop Idol, except your fans, people are voting for you at home, and if you get enough votes, the wall actually raises. So here you are, like, standing in front of this wall, and if you're not getting enough votes, the wall may not raise. And luckily for me, I did get to see the wall raise, and I sang Kacey Musgraves' Merry-Go-Round. I'm a huge fan of Kacey, and I didn't win the show. I was a finalist, but I think it was such an amazing experience. I learned so much in such a short amount of time.
I don't think the TV show itself was very popular. In fact, they axed it, I think. And also, they tried to bring it over here, and it just never got past the starting block.
I think some of those shows are tricky. You know, reality shows are tough. I'm not sure I would ever do one again, but I loved the experience of it. And you know, I think, like, so, you know, The Voice has it right, where, you know, they've got entertaining things going on. They have, you know, the hosts being funny and things like that, too. So I think that was a tricky one. I'm kind of glad I didn't make it over here.
But you got very friendly with Brad, and he took you along to the Opry. And you've done, what, 80 performances since?
As of last week, 82 performances at the Grand Ole Opry. And That is probably that's something I hold very sacred to me, just because when I was a kid, my grandpa was a big influence on me doing country music, and he said, you know, when you make it to the Opry, that's when you've made it. And so he got to be there for the very first time I played, very emotional, and, you know, he actually passed away shortly after that, so that was something I hold very dear. You know, for him to think I've actually played this many times now is quite special.
Let's have one of the tracks from the album now. Let's give us a title and why.
I'm going to give you the title, Where Cowboys Ride. This is a very personal favorite of mine. And for those who are, you know, getting to know me for the very first time, my favorite place in the U.S. is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I went there a few years ago and was so moved by how beautiful it was. I ended up writing it with a co-writer who loves it just as much as me. And it's this really picturesque song that you feel like you're actually, you know, standing there looking at this beautiful scenery, looking at the Teton Mountains. And it's just really beautiful and very haunting. So that's a track that I think people are going to really adore.
Okay, let's play it right now.
This is Sarah Darling, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Golden fields, wide open skies, a million stars to paint the night. Horses ride. was wine, the cowboys arrived. Wind blows wild on an open range, prairie grass prays for rain. I see it now, we had it made, we're cowboys.
That's our special guest, Sarah Darling, and the title again?
Where Cowboys Ride.
Whoa. On this tour, I notice you're doing like an in the round, like a, feels to me like it's going to be a bit like the Bluebird Cafe.
It is going to be like the Bluebird Cafe. We wanted to do in the round style because it's sort of fresh and different for this area. I don't think, you know, people in the UK get to experience that sort of, instead of, you know, seeing a whole show, a whole 40 to an hour long set, you get to hear a song by an artist, but not only hear the song, hear the story behind the song. We're all writers, so that's an important reason why we wanted to do this in the round kind of series. So we'll be, you know, I'll do a song, Jen Bostic will do a song, Kashana Armstrong will do a song, and just rotate. And we're also playing for each other, so it's almost like this really neat trio experience. You get to see the camaraderie of Nashville coming together, all three different voices.
So these two other people on the tour with you, unknown to us, but what's their background?
So Kashana Armstrong, this is her very first time to the UK. She's really excited to be here. and has never performed here before, but she's got this powerhouse voice, so much soul, just a beautiful person. Jen Bostic's actually no stranger to this area. She's had a single that's done really well on BBC Radio 2 called Jealous of the Angels. And so, you know, we've all combined forces. She's also my best friend in Nashville, so we're really close. We go, you know, go to dinner, and so it was just a perfect combination of three completely different voices. My voice is very, like, chill, almost, you know, like, sweet and calm and pure, and then we've got, you know, Jen has got more pop and soul, and Kashana's got, she's a powerhouse, so it's, whoever comes to the shows, they're going to love the variety.
Now, you've been pretty busy because I see that you've also got your own line of boots and your own line of pastries. That sounds interesting. Should have brought some with the drinks.
If only I could have brought them from Nashville. They might not have been good by now. But yeah, I feel like I always have my hands in everything. I love food, and I also love fashion. So a few years back, I partnered up with Durango Boots. I was the first artist to work with them on designing cowboy boots from the ground up. So I got to pick out all the leathers, the design, you know, design what I would feel like girls would want to wear around. And it was such a cool experience. You can go on DurangoBoots.com and check out I have two pairs that I designed. One is called a sunflower slouch boot, which is really quite cool. I love sunflowers. And I started a pastry business. I make French macaroons, of all things. One of the hardest things to bake, but I started it about 5 years ago. Started making them for fun, and then I realize I'm one of the only people in Nashville that makes them, so I do get calls quite often to make them, but I just do them for special events, and I sell them at a farmer's market in Nashville.
So you don't have a shop or anything?
I have a movable patisserie cart that I move into a really cute, like, little square in Franklin, Tennessee, which is the picturesque, just if you can imagine, like, picturesque Tennessee, little market. And I sell macaroons there on Saturdays, so I do that.
Well, there you go. So the next time you go into Franklin, Tennessee, if you're going to go to see Music City Roots or whatever is happening in Franklin, go look on Saturday for the market, and you'll see Sarah out there selling her macaroons.
You never know. Yes, exactly. Music and macaroons. That's my life.
So what's happening tomorrow when you're not there?
My husband is selling macaroons.
He's still over there, and you're over here.
I think it's very weird for my husband that I'm here and he's at home back in Nashville. And it's good for him, though. It's good. I've put him to work.
That's great. Well, let's have another track from the album.
This is probably the most personal track on the album. It's called Halley's Comet. I grew up in a very small town in Iowa, so not a Nashville native, but I've been there for a while. But one of the things that you'll hear a common thread on this project is stars. And I find a connection with stargazing, and there's something about that that really is pulled through in the music. And this is called Halley's Comet, and it's really about a dream. You know, sort of that the realization of a dream, and it kind of goes back to me being a kid. And sometimes it takes a while to get to that end goal, but you remember the moment that it happened. It's just a really beautiful song.
Here's Halley's Comet.
This is Sarah Darling, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Look at the sky, he said. It's going by, he said. Halley's Comet won't be back. A spinning world, I was a little girl, I was sure and honest, hadn't tasted fear. What was it about that time that keeps me staring at the sky, hoping someday I would find in the mystery there's a place for me to shine. turn over. Trust the gravity, trust the light.
That's our special guest, Sarah Darling, with Halley's Comet, a track from her album that doesn't come out, unfortunately, until 2017, so you're very, very lucky to hear some of these tracks.
I'm sad that I have to make you wait that long. I want to give it to you now, but it's going to be worth the wait.
I'm sure it always is.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I mean, you've changed your direction a lot, because a lot of this music has changed styles, although you still got the country feel, you're telling stories, but with a different today's modern feel, even nearly pop, but not quite.
It's not quite pop, but it has this very ethereal kind of singer-songwriter meets Nashville. And you know, the thing is, like, I grew up around country music. It's such a big part of my heritage. I, you know, listened to Johnny Cash and Patsy Cline growing up. But then I also listened to the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac. And then later, you know, huge fan of Norah Jones. And, you know, currently it's Kacey Musgraves. So I feel, you know, my music that you're hearing on this album is so much of all my influences all coming together. And that's why it's kind of fun to play these songs live, because people have, anyone who's heard them has said, I totally, this is you. This is, like, so you. And it makes me really happy.
So with the new sound, with the new direction, what's your ambitions, or what are your dreams to take this forward? What's planned?
I have, you know, I'm working with an amazing team here in the UK and also in the US. My plan is to really get this album, which I'm calling it Dream Country. It's really a concept that I really want to let people into this world all next year. And, you know, I'm going to be releasing videos to most of the tracks on the album, so you'll get to really experience, you know, the stories behind the songs. Because everything that you know, that you're going to listen to, it's a personal story. I have a song called Montmartre, which is about, you know, a place in Paris that I love, and I fell in love with my husband there. And, you know, you're going to hear, you know, all kinds, you know, there's even a track, I do a Smiths cover called Please Please, Let Me Get What I Want. And I chose that song because it emotionally grabbed me at a time in my life that I wanted to share with everyone else. When you're going through a difficult time, it just really got me. So I would say the plan is, I want everyone to be able to hear Dream Country. And, you know, I've put together an amazing team and have such beautiful plans around it that I just have a good feeling about next year.
We've had some videos from you in the past from your old materials. Are any new videos being filmed already?
So we have a video for You Take Me All the Way. There's a live video that's available now. The full length that's actually going to be coming out close to when the single is ready on iTunes, September 23rd. So, yeah, just keep your eyes out for that.
So I can use them on the TV show?
You can absolutely use it.
There you go. I finally got permission to play one.
You've got it. You've got it.
Right. Let's have one more song from the album. Then we're going to say goodbye to you. And thank you so much for talking to us. And we love having you over here. Before I do finish, though, you came over early in the year for the C2C Festival. How did that go for you?
Coming over for C2C really opened my eyes to how many people loved country music over here, and that was what got me really excited. I had so much fun in that experience. It just, the people, the connections to the music. That was the first time I played any of these songs off my record over here, and the response was absolutely incredible. So, yeah, C2C was wonderful.
Sarah, it's been a great pleasure. And we'll see you again very, very soon. And good luck with the tour. Let's go out with one more track.
All right, this is Tell That Devil. It's a little sassy one. We're going to go out with a little sass.
Thank you.
This is Sarah Darling, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Tell that devil to take you back, take you back, take you back. My heart went from red to black.